This is my last message. It's dark now, so I don't have a lot of time. Mama, I'm sorry. You tried to convince us not to come, I know. But I've always been headstrong. And Jacob, well, he said we could start over. He said we'd have a big family. It was a dream. How could I say no to that? The land was beautiful. We worked hard to build something good here. If you could have seen the farm, you might have understood. It felt good, him and I, and little Samantha creating a life together. It felt right. But then the farm animals started dying. After we found their slaughter carcasses, we should have known then. I wanted to go back to the colony, but Jacob refused. He said it was just a setback and that we shouldn't be so fearful. We quarreled, but eventually I relented. I wanted to be supportive. Oh, God. But now, I never found his body. Not all of it, anyway. But I remember his screams. His terrible screams from the forest. I wasn't brave enough to go after him. I'm not proud of saying so, but I couldn't. Not after I saw them moving in the trees. I still see them. They stay in the forest during the day, but at night they cross the fields. They come all the way to the house. They try to get inside. It's every night now. What are they? Ghosts? Spirits that haunt this world? Mama, I can't do this much longer. Food has run out. Samantha's so hungry. We've resorted to eating the Baru stores. It's not that much, but it's only... Wait. Oh, God. I hear them now. Outside. They're here. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mama.
Do you mind if I record this?
Be my guest. I don't even know what this is.
Thank you. Look, I understand you're nervous, Mr. Shaw, but there's no need. I didn't bring you here to cause you trouble. Cigarette?
I'm fine.
Really? I don't mean you any harm. I'm not with the police, and I really don't care about whatever deal you have with Miss Kasparov. Look, as far as I'm concerned, the less the local authorities know about those matters, the better. No, I brought you here because I'd like you to do something for me.
You want me to do you a favor? Look, I don't even know who the hell you are, pal.
My name is Dylan Hughes. I'll take your stunned silence to mean you've heard of me.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Good. I've heard of you too, Mr. Shaw. You've come highly recommended, in fact. Let's see, 8 years in the Special Forces before making a name for yourself as a contract player for Frigid Wind. You were responsible for the operation in Johannesburg in 1934. You also led the team who extracted Prince Hamad from Bahrain during the Second Oil War. And now you've made quite the living working bounties for a client list which includes wealthy executives and the Ukrainian mob.
Ah, look, you got me blushing. Am I here so you can play me my greatest hits?
No, you're here because I need a mercenary.
Huh, let me guess. Your wife ran off with another man. Took too much of your pride with her.
Cute. But no, my proposal is much more interesting and more lucrative. Listen, are you sure you don't want anything? Coffee, tea, bourbon?
No. No, I'm fine. No smokes, no bourbon. Just tell me what's going on. Why the hell am I here? What's so important that the almighty King of Oasis came looking for me?
Oh, we'll get to all of that soon enough. But before I do, some background may be necessary. First, let me ask you, what do you know about the New Oasis colony?
New Oasis? Ugh, same as everybody else, I guess. It was an off-world operation on Kailus. There was some kind of coup or power struggle. Total mess. No one's heard a transmission from there in years.
One of the Oasis investors, who was overseeing operations on the ground, a man named Charles Whitlock, considered the colony's leadership unfit and worked to establish himself as governor. This was without the consent of the board. He was successful, but unfortunately he made bad alliances. He sided with a man named Moreau, who was using local disturbances to stoke fear and recruit followers. When Moreau no longer had any use for Mr. Whitlock, he conspired to have him killed.
Yeah, that's about how I remember it too. Considering Ashborough, I guess that makes Oasis not for two when it comes to colonial endeavours.
Indeed. It was the second disaster for an Oasis colony. Combined with the defection and devious espionage by Vantage Corporation, it led to Oasis losing control of Kailus. The board was furious as they watched investment dry up. Money shifted to Vantage, and Oasis was left reeling. It nearly led to the collapse of the entire company. It did lead to my father's suicide.
I read about that. Look, my condolences, but what's any of this got to do with me?
I'm getting to that.
Hi, Teddy. It's Mom. It's almost 10 p.m. here in Boston, so not sure what time that makes it there. I thought you'd still be awake. I tried to reach Connie, too, but well, you know how she is. If you see her, give her my love. The shuttle leaves tomorrow morning. I wanted to see you, both of you, before I left to say a real goodbye. But after we left things last time, you were so upset. And I thought maybe it'd be better this way. I know you're still mad at me, and you have every right to be, but I hope you both understand why I'm doing this. I realize I haven't been a good mother, and I'm sorry for that. You kids deserve a better life growing up. And I know you know, but I have to say it. It's not your fault. I have been angry for a long time. Angry at her for leaving. I still don't understand why she chose those people over us. Your father never understood either. He always said your Aunt Marie was a lost cause, but I can't let her go that easily. Even after the messages stopped coming. Do you know I never even responded? Not once. I had another dream about her last night. She was calling for my help, waiting for me to come and rescue her. I know it's just a dream, but it means something. It means I have to go. I have that chance now, and it wasn't easy. Do you know how hard it is to get a seat on Vantage Charters? And how much it costs? I've planned this for a long time. It has to be now. I'm going to find her. And I'm going to bring her home. I love you both. I'll message you when I arrive.
Look, I'm loath to admit it, but Vantage has had more success colonizing Kailus than Oasis ever had. Sutter's Station became self-sustaining 2 years ago and is now thriving. They're doing so well they've begun settling outside of the colony. Each day, more and more colonists arrive to claim land and build farms on the outskirts. Of course, this is only possible because Vantage hasn't been hampered by the same biological forces.
You're talking about the fungus.
What our scientists refer to as the Crimson Frost, yes. Its propagation in the forests around our colonies was extensive, but it never affected the region around Sutter Station the same. Studies indicate the fungi is cyclical, seasonal. After the loss of New Oasis, the spread receded. Some years it wasn't seen at all. Vantage has always been a little paranoid, though.
That's one way of putting it. I heard infected inhabitants were dealt with severely. I heard Vantage was killing them.
There have been a few instances of infection, and Vantage doesn't have a cure. Their options are limited.
But weren't there transmissions from an Oasis scientist before your colony went to shit? She'd been infected on some kind of reconnaissance mission, but something or someone had killed her.
Yes, Dr. Lauren Wood, a biologist in the New Oasis colony.
Sure, but no one's heard anything from her since.
That's not entirely true.
What do you mean?
After the loss of the second colony, there was a public outcry to understand what went wrong. In good faith, and to appease the media outrage, we disclosed the transmissions from all of our colonists. The messages you're referring to, the one from Dr. Wood, were a part of that disclosure. But there were other messages. Several others, in fact. All of them from Dr. Wood. For reasons you'll soon understand, Mr. Shaw, Oasis decided not to release these publicly. Would you care to hear one?
You've gone through a lot of trouble to bring me here and tell me this story. I've got a feeling you're going to play it anyway.
This is Dr. Lauren Wood. I stayed in the clearing for another day and night. Although my wounds were healing, I needed time to regain my strength and consider my next course of action. Without food, I wouldn't be able to stay in the forest for long. Trying to reunite with the search party didn't seem practical. It was unlikely they had stayed at Ashborough. Surely they were on their way back to the Knock by now. I was still deciding what to do when my rescuers returned to the clearing. As I suspected, they were indigenous people, but I was nevertheless surprised to be face to face. There were three of them, all of them over 2 meters in height. Even the shortest towered over me. The tall men. They wore no clothes, but had painted their pale skin dark blue. Their bodies were hairless, except for a long braid which hung from the backs of their skulls. Despite their enormous size, they were quite shy. They approached me, cautiously. I made a movement, a friendly greeting, but it startled them. They scampered back and didn't approach again until I lowered my hand. I could tell from their gaze they intended to check my wounds. When they were satisfied I was healing, they stamped out the fire, stepped to the edge of the clearing, and gestured to me. It was time to go. And they wanted me to come with them. There was little to consider. Without food, water, or a map, the possibility of me getting back to the Knock on my own was small. Even if I could compel these people to come with me, there was no way I could communicate how to get there. And above all else, they had a cure to the Crimson Frost. Caldwell sent me to find a location where the fungi didn't grow. Wasn't it better if I returned with a way to remove it altogether? No, there wasn't anything to consider. To New Oasis, or anyone receiving this, this is Dr. Wood. I am alive. I've made contact, and will return with a cure.
Dr. Wood made several more recordings like that one. She describes living with a particular native tribe, learning their way of life and their language. She also describes a cure to the Crimson Frost. Unfortunately, she never divulges the formula itself. Her last transmission was over 5 years ago. I'll provide you access to the tapes. You'll discover, like the cure itself, her actual fate remains a mystery.
But she does, or she did, have a cure. A real cure. And Oasis has been sitting on this for 5 years.
As dangerous as this fungus is, up until recently we believed it was contained, on Kylos. With our interest in the planet diminished, curing the infected was simply not a business priority.
That's very strategic of you. So what's changed?
Recent reports indicate the fungus is spreading again. Spies in Vantage believe we're at the beginning of another seasonal outbreak. They suspect it could be one of the worst since colonization began.
Sounds like Vantage has good reason to be worried. But I don't understand what this has to do with Oasis.
Vantage began exporting Beru. Their controls, both at Sutter Station and here on Earth, are considered to be quite sound. Inspections are done on the crops prior to shipping, and as a secondary measure, both cargo and crew are quarantined and given medical inspections upon arrival. But I'm afraid there's been a lapse. See, up until now, Vantage has done well in keeping this private. But perhaps you've seen the recent news stories about the Port Authority workers who've been victims of a tragic, hazardous chemical spill. Well, if you were to dig deeper into that story, you might discover no such spill occurred, and that the workers all died in quarantine. Digging even deeper, you'd find none of the victims' families have seen their loved ones' bodies since the incident. And while they are heartbroken by the loss, they've also been extremely well paid. By Vantage. Unfortunately, this cover-up hasn't helped contain the spread of a mysterious new rash among medical staff. Vantage is scrambling to identify all employees and contractors who had contact with the port. They've also quietly shut down the import facilities. It's only a matter of time before there's a full-blown outbreak and a panic.
Jesus Christ.
I hope you're beginning to see Oasis' interest in this. And where you come in, Mr. Shaw. A cure for the Crimson Frost would not only save our citizens here at home, but be a valuable means for Oasis to get leverage on Vantage, and to once again gain a foothold on Kylos. Only one person knows that cure. I've put a team together, and I want you to lead it. I want you to go to Kylos, find Dr. Wood, and get the cure. You will report your progress via encrypted transmission directly to me. We're prepared to give you whatever you need and pay whatever the price. What do you say to that?
I'd say you're all a bunch of monsters. And I'd say it sounds dangerous, which means it'll be expensive. When do I leave?
The shuttle departs tonight.